Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Took a note, there's about 56% of the Santa Ynez MLS listings. That's encompassing everything, condos, single family. About 56% of them are in the Santa Barbara MLS. They finally rescheduled, orchestrated one of the search patterns so you could just look at Summerlin to Goleta for doing certain hot sheet searches. And because if we were becoming overrun, I mean, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just stating a fact. So we're looking at today's weekly multiple listing update. Update is just the single family residences only and just through our local multiple listing service. Now, this is for the week ending. Let's see. What's the latest week? Well, this is the wrong list. It's funny. I went back. I got a whole pile together. Oh, it's right in front of me. It's for the week ending June 2nd, 2006, the 22nd week I've done this, the 387th week overall, coming up to 400, and then I quit. This covers, we're going to cover some categories. I don't know if I'll do 2 weeks at the same time. Maybe I will. But we missed last week, the 21st week of the year. New listings, last week we had 45, this week we had 40 new listings. 40, you know, I mean, we've been coming up on the inventory. We'll talk about that. We've reached a new high for inventory, 568 active listings as of the week ending June 2nd. That's single-family residential listings only. And if you go back to the first week of the year, we had, well, we actually still had a lot. We had That's not the first week of the year. First week of the year, we had 372 active listings. Single-family residences, and today we have 568. Now, that's a gross number, meaning the net number would be the number of listings after we take out what is in escrow. So the first week of the year, we had 372 active listings. 8.8% were in escrow, so a net number of 339. Today, we have 10.4% of the active 568 listings in escrow, leaving a net number of 509, which is a huge number. Last year at this time, we had a net number of 307, so we've had a 66% increase in the number of net active listings one could look at if you wanted to look at a home. Say you wanted to look at a home under $1 million. Well, today we have 125 active listings, but 10.4% of those are in escrow, leaving a net number of 112. Last year at this time, we only had a net number of 43 listings available under $1 million. Again, single families, not count condos, because most of the condos are going to be under $1 million. So 43 were available in June of 2005 compared to 112 today. That's a big swing. The beginning of the year, well, we had 55 under $1 million. Today, 112 active, not in escrow. Now, before I forget, I did mention a tick up in the inventory. And what I meant, not in the inventory, but in the market. And what I've seen is I mentioned we have 10.4% are in escrow. Last week, it was 10.5% are in escrow. And when we went back to the first of the year, I mentioned it was 8.8% of the listings were in escrow. And, you know, back in March here, April, that's where we were stuck. We were in the 8 or 9% of the listings were in escrow, and now we're creeping up for a couple of weeks here into the 10.4. So this is something I want to track. It's not an immediate trend to draw some huge conclusion from, but that plus, you know, talking with people in my industry, I'm a full-time realtor, you're just seeing a little more activity in open houses. You're seeing a little more stability in the interest rates. And so maybe people will calm down a little and maybe we can get some sales increasing. Because we had looked at, of course, the first 4 months of the year, the number of closed escrows were down. But not by much, just 6% compared to the first 4 months of last year. Number of pendings were down about 20% compared to 05, the first 4 months of the year. So that, you know, will build and not close. So that was the overview. Now, if we can finish the weekly multiple listing update, as I said, 40 new listings this week, 45 last week, a low this week of 769,000 on East Coda, a high of 10.5 million on Park Lane, 11 of the 40 under $1 million. Median price for the new listings, $1,254,000. Second category, opened escrows, 24 lucky people opened escrow. Last week it was 19. A low of 799,000 on San Rosano, a high of 6,995,000 on Avenue Del Mar, right on the ocean. Love to live there. Only four of the 24 that opened escrow this week under $1 million. Last week, 9 of the 19 were under $1 million. Median price for the category opened escrow, $1,777,000. Third category, sold listings. 24, again, the number 24, sold a closed escrow the week ending June 2nd, 2006. We had the same number last. Last week only 15 closed. So the closed escrow, low of 799,000, a high of 4 million. Seven of the 24 under $1 million closed escrow the week ending June 2nd, 2006. The median price, $1,282,000 for this week's closed sales. Last year, last week it was $1,002,000, and six of the 15 were under $1 million. So that's a lot of information. Just remember, last year at this time we had 19% of our inventory in escrow, and today 10.4%, but perhaps on the uptick. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, your local Coldwell Banker realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Listen to past programs. Contact me. Search MLS listings. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT if you want to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.